See, it's a real privilege and honor to be able to speak to you this morning, and I have a few thoughts that I'll be sharing with you. I will refer to a Bible passage, but then I have several others that I'll refer to during the message. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn to Jonah chapter 3, I'm just reading verse 8 and 9. That's Jonah chapter 3, 8 and 9. People and animals alike must wear garments of mourning, and everyone must pray earnestly to God. They must turn from their evil ways and stop all their violence. Who can tell? Perhaps, even yet, God will change his mind and hold back his fierce anger from destroying us. I'm sharing some thoughts with you this morning on one word, really, maybe. Maybe synonymous with perhaps. And throughout the Bible, but also our life, we have a lot of maybes. And I want to just look into the scripture to see how God moves through our maybes and gives us some more certainty. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this opportunity to be in your house, to, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth, through song, music, companionship, fellowship, and a message. We pray that you touch our hearts, that you're not a God of maybe, but you're a God of certainty. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Theresa May got elected as Prime Minister. Selected as Prime Minister. And she came with quite a lot of euphoria because people said this would be different. She's strong. She's a great leader. She's positive. There's a lot to look forward to. And then, of course, she had to deal with the Brexit. And we never certain with the government, quite frankly, the opposition as well, where we are with Brexit. Hard Brexit, maybe a soft Brexit, maybe a middle Brexit. Then to try and get some more certainty, she called the election. And from a strong, dynamic leader, suddenly lost control and had to do power sharing. Maybe the Scottish, maybe the Lib Dems ended up with Northern Ireland. And then there's a price to pay. Maybe one day we'll see how expensive that price is. But all I'm saying, suddenly from a very strong leader, a mistake, maybe, she made by calling the election, but the headlines were then May to maybe. And her whole leadership at the moment is characterized by uncertainty. Maybe she might be leader next year, or maybe Boris Johnson might finally put the knife in, as he's been trying his best to do in a subtle way for so long. Maybe she has no loyalty in her cabinet. And so the world is full of uncertainty. Maybe President Trump might eventually attack North Korea. Maybe he's just bluffing. There's no certainty. Every day President Trump says something, you wonder what may it be next day. There's no certainty. And there's no certainty in the world as well. We have Afghanistan in chaos. We have Syria in chaos. We have Libya in chaos. We have Iraq in chaos. Maybe as the Western world, we should not have interfered with those countries, because maybe those countries did need a strong leader like Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein. Who knows? But history is certainly showing that our ideas of certainty of bringing democracy to those countries has ended up in chaos, misery. We're religious, but yet the Buddhists are driving out the Muslims in Myanmar and creating such poverty and distress. Similarly, throughout the world, where leaders try to intervene, you ask yourself, maybe it should have been different. Maybe the United Nations should be more. Maybe as UK, we help more with aid, education and skills, rather than with warfare. And these questions you never show, because history will always look at things from different perspectives. But what I want you to know, with God, there is no maybes. Now, Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. Jonah is an interesting example. I wonder sometimes how God used people, but then there's hope for us. Jonah refused to go to Nineveh. Maybe he should have listened to God the first time. It would save him a lot of time in the belly of the whale. God showed him that he wanted him to bring the message. Jonah then, after the whale threw him up and he arrived, spoke to the people. But his heart was not in it. Because look what happened. When the people of Nineveh, and I've read that passage, Jonah 8 and 9, when they repented, because they said, here is a strange group of people, but they listened to a message from a man of God who was a reluctant man of God, who didn't even want to really save them, but he was forced to by God. I mean, just think how intriguing this is. So he went and he delivered the message. They repented. The king instructed, fast, pray, and maybe, perhaps, God would spare us. And God listened. He spared them. And then what did our good friend Jonah do? He was annoyed with God. He said, why did you save them, God? Although he went and preached. But you see, maybe in his heart, he was hoping he'd do something for God, but it wouldn't give the results God wanted. God doesn't use clever people, does he? I mean, how stupid to be a man of God, delivering a message for God, but praying in his heart that God doesn't do what he'd say. And sometimes, as Christians, are we sometimes guilty of not really believing God will do what he says? And we might be praying, but saying, well, maybe he might not hear an answer this time. But can I say, God hears and answers prayers all the time. It just depends the spirit in which we do it and our attitude and belief. But I want to just take you through a few points to show how, if you believe in God, your maybe will become a reality. Jonathan wanted to attack the Philistines, 1 Samuel 14 and 6. And what did he do? He said, perhaps the Lord will help us, for the many true God can win a battle even though we are few. So he said, perhaps God will help us and we could win this battle even though we are few and they are many. Jonathan had a belief, And his belief was, if we go forward, maybe God will help us win. So he was not certain, but he used a maybe to build on a faith. And then he got victory in that battle. I want you to know, if we look at 2 Kings 7 and 4, there were the lepers. And the lepers, interestingly enough, said, we will starve if we stay. If we go back to the city, we will surely die. Because we might as well then surrender to the Aramean army. If they let us live, so much better. If we die, we are no worse off. So what the lepers were saying, we can't go back. But maybe if we surrender, we might get a chance. So again, they were in a boxed corner. And they said, we will surrender. And maybe we will have a chance. They played on the fact that they had nowhere to go. We will surely die otherwise. Sometimes in your own life, you've tried everything in your own strength. And you have nowhere to go. Maybe it's a time that you tell yourself, where can I go but to the Lord? Maybe despite all I've done in my life, maybe the times I've let him down, the times I say I will follow Jesus, no turning back. And at the slightest problem, we turn back. But maybe God will not let us die. And I'll tell you why as we progress this sermon. So I want you to know sometimes you need to think that maybe there might be hope. Maybe is a problematic word. I don't like maybes, you know. But we can't help sometimes to have maybes. Maybe if I studied harder, I'd get better grades in my exams. So why didn't you study harder? Maybe if I had more and give and take in my relationship, it would have worked. So why didn't you? Maybe if I was more committed to my job, I would get that promotion. Maybe if when you said you'd follow Jesus and no turning back, some of those storms of life that you've had to face for God to bring you back would not have happened. Don't get me wrong, storms sometimes build character. And sometimes God makes us go through storms to strengthen our character. But sometimes maybe we could have avoided it. One of my greatest regrets with maybe is when I get a speeding ticket. Thank God I haven't had one for some time. And I say, God, maybe I should have not gone over the speeding limit. You see, there are some maybes you could help yourself with. And therefore, the agony you bring upon yourself, maybe sometimes could be avoided. I want you to know also, when we have a maybe, look at the certainty with God and how it could give us strength. So, Micah 7 and 18, Christ came into the world to save a sinner. Consider how many people have been called and could depend on God. 1 Corinthians 6 and 11, you were made right with God by calling on the name of Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. You see, you were made right with God by calling on the name Lord Jesus. There was no maybe you'd be made right with God. It was a definite you are made right with God because you called on the Lord Jesus. I want you to know that we have a certainty. And let me just tell you, but we have some things to do with that certainty. There is no doubt that we have a life to look forward to God, but we have to repent. We are told in Proverbs, in Isaiah 55 and 7, turn to God, for he will forgive. Repent. Turn to God, for he will forgive. We also have to have faith. Acts 16 and 31. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you would be saved. There's no babies with God and the scripture, is there? It never said believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you may be saved if you are good and you follow good works and you give charity, which are all good things. But it never said that. It said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. As we go again, prayer, Acts 2 and 21. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Acts tells us as well. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's not a maybe. It's not everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, and maybe if you live a good life, you will be saved. It's not maybe if you support the church, you'd be saved, but I guess it goes for saying, because the church is God's body on earth, you have to support it. But all I'm saying is, it's a personal relationship. It's not an institutional relationship about going to church. It's not an institutional relationship about giving. But God loves a cheerful giver, and a cheerful giver gives out of love to God. So it's a dual relationship. But what I'm saying is God doesn't tie us to actual deeds. He ties us to belief and to faith. And how much easier? He can't make it any easier, can he? To show us certainty. I want you to also know that as we look into our lives and we look into the Word of God, it is just unbelievable how we as Christians have so little patience. If you go to London, you probably see it in New York as well, but in London, people stand by the side of the road or they sing, hoping for someone to give them 50 pence. They stay there all day, singing, persevering, because they need a bit of extra cash. I come from the Caribbean, and so I had the fortunate of seeing this. The fishermen will go out. They throw their seines, as we call it. Sometimes they're out from 4 o'clock in the morning, and they come back at 9 with a little catch. Sometimes they have a bumper catch, but they do it every day. Because they do it because they know they have to have that fish to make a living. So the world spends so much time. We study for years to get a degree, to get a profession, to get a job. But yet, we find it so difficult to spend time with God. Maybe if I set the alarm 15 minutes before in the morning, I can have prayer time. Or maybe you do like a lot of people on the London Underground. Try to extract every minute from the bed so they make up on the underground train. Where would you have time for prayer? So maybe on an evening, we might have time to read the Word of God. But it's whether we want to or not. If people in this world could find time for what they want to do, then how much should we find time for serving God? You know, our relationship is in trouble. When you're dating, it doesn't matter if it's rain, sun, whatever. If you tell your partner, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is, I'm going to come and see you today. It doesn't matter if it snows, you'll be there. When you get married, and you're watching the football, and your wife says, can you help me? Maybe later. Maybe later. What's happening? It's a relationship. It's not, you've got to keep it really, really going. And with God, it's the same. If we don't read the Bible, if we don't pray to Him, how could we have a relationship going with God? No wonder we find ourselves saying, why God? But you know, God, it's when God uses you, it's not maybe, it's definite. The question is us. Maybe we don't want to be used yet by God. I want to just tell you, let's have a look at a scripture. And this was in Zephaniah. And it shows the relationship, how it's changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Seek ye the Lord. This is Zephaniah 2 and 3. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the world, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the days of the Lord's anger. So maybe, if you do these things, you seek righteousness, you may be spared of the Lord's anger. That was the Old Testament. The way the relationship with God was more of a legalistic, formal one, which is how the prophets would tell people God would have his judgment. Look at Revelation 3 and 20. Revelation 3 and 20. It's just amazing the change that has taken place. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you let me in, I shall come in and sup with you and you with me. Through Jesus Christ, us having to seek this, seek the other, to have peace with God, was through a formal process and the covenant. God has made it, and we failed. I mean, everyone failed. Whether it was David, whether it was all the failed time and time again. And God said, I'll make this easier. I'd send my son, Jesus Christ. So by him dying, shedding his blood, you believe in him, accept him into your heart, and I'll be there. You will be with me in glory. So he said, I stand at the door and knock. If, maybe, if you open that heart's door and let me in, I will come in. He never said, I will maybe come in. I will come in. I will sup with you and you with me. He said, come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's never a maybe with God. It's always a positive. I will give you rest. Seek me. It's a positive. It's always not maybe. But you know, you say you want to be used of God. God said he could use you. God will, no matter what you did, no matter where you've been. I mean, when I look at, again, Peter, you know, 3 times denied he even knew Christ. And he was there as top dog. But yet he would deny it. You know, you keep looking at it and you keep thinking, God uses people despite what mistakes they make in life, despite who they've been, despite where they've come from. You look at some of the people who God have raised up and used mightily. And you sometimes think, how come, you know? How come? Because they're not the ideal models of what sometimes the church print or portray as a Christian. And maybe sometimes, like Graham said, we are too negative. I grew up in the Pentecostal church in the Caribbean, and people would proudly say, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't dance, I don't go to cinema, I don't. But talk about backstabbing the pastor and going off and forming their own churches. My God, they're like experts at that. I've always said some of them have roasted pasta for lunch. I don't like what he said. He was throwing that at me. How could the pastor throw something at you? It's the word of God he's preaching. Maybe you should consider, oops, that's me. Maybe I need to look at how I approach again. Friendship in the church. Maybe we need to have more love. And because that's what God says. It's not about how much you speak in tongues, but it's, men shall know you are my disciples, that you have love for one another. I'm not saying less tongues and more love, but maybe we need to reflect on what really matters in building a church, in getting new people into the church. When strangers come in, how do we welcome them? And I know this church is very welcoming, but I know some churches that you go into, and unless you know someone there, you left alone. I was just in Sri Lanka on business last week, and after service, they invited us all, and the people were chatting, but I'm one of those, I don't always mix easily, because I have a friendly face, but I stood on myself, and then they came, and they called me. I had a cup of tea. I tell you what, sometimes you pay for being in fellowship. It was sugar and water and tea. I've learned that the Caribbean and the third world, they love sweet, sweet, sweet. Well, I want you to know that's good in one way, because we have a sweet Jesus who we serve. He's sweet, he's lovely, he's like honey in our souls. So please, let me finish by saying, don't let maybes hold you back. And people do this. They tell you, you stutter. You're not eloquent. How could God use you? Well, I want you to know, and I tell you what, your little daughter, she was back, she's got a lovely voice. You've got to train that. I was listening to her sing this morning, and I thought, my gosh, what a talent. We nurture our talents, our kids, our own. That's what Christians we are supposed to be. Support each other. And then the church will grow. We will be blessed. But then one day we'll hear, not maybe, but we'll hear, well done, enter into the joys of your Lord. Thank you very much. I'll just close in prayer. Close my bit, then I'll give back to Graham. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that you're not a God of maybes, but you're a God of certainty. And it's not maybe whether you will use us. The question is, maybe whether we will allow ourselves to be used by you for the good and glory of your kingdom. And Lord, let's be more certain in our faith in you, in your belief in you, in our trust in you. As the song says, you are a rock, you are anchor, you are hope. You are all I need. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen.
Thank you very much. Let's keep our eyes closed in prayer right now. I'm not going to repeat this sermon, but he was just saying, you know, with God it is certain, the maybe is on our side. For a moment, let's think. Let us just reflect on that, every one of us. Lord, is there something that you're asking of me? Is there a step I should be taking this week ahead to unlock something? Because with you, yeah, we know that you're ready to bless. We know that you are faithful. Our God is good. We were reminded that in our time of worship. But Lord, are any of us here, are you asking us to step forward in some particular way, to change something, to turn? Will you please reveal that to us this week ahead? And so, Lord, send us out now with blessing, we pray. May the joy of the Lord be our strength as we seek to live lives that encourage questions, Help us, Lord, to live in abundance. In Jesus' name, amen.